Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome also to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to have a quiet time with God. First thing, before you start your day's activities, do so as a family or as an individual. After Turning Point ministrations, pray more on your own as much as you can. Turn to the prayer booklet, also published by me. Read the day's portion and pray the day's prayer. Turning Point Prayer Booklet is published monthly, available both in hard and soft copies. If you subscribe online with a token, prayer content shall be sent to your phone for your daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so, or if you are hearing this for the first time. Welcome also to Monday, the sixth day in January 2025. Hold or lift up your 2025 prayer request or expectation list as I pray over it. All you have on your list or in your mind shall be beautifully and successfully accomplished this year. Not only will they be accomplished, they shall start happening early in the year. I prophesy, new year, new things, new turnaround, new opportunities for all my listeners, new strength, new anointing, new revelation, new connection, and new open doors. A major miracle will draw for you this first month in the year. All you waited for or prayed about last year or previous years that did not drop or fully happen shall start arriving early this year. You have already written what you desire so urgently. God asked me to announce to you there are other necessary things which you did not remember to add. God said, I will add them for you. I don't know who I'm saying this to. God will surpass your expectations this year. You will do things, achieve feats bigger than you, bigger than your age, bigger than your family name or your educational background. Whatever country or location you are listening to me, TPGF members and Turning Point listeners, you will succeed maximally there this year. Of all the years you have spent on earth, 2025 will be your best year so far. You will look back in December and you will have cause to give glory to God. It will be your most wonderful, the most beautiful, the most resourceful, and the most successful year in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Let's do this. Let's do this. If you can do this where you are, let's do it together. It's a prophetic action. If you cannot do so immediately now, do so later. Today is day six. Six is God's number for man. For on the sixth day in creation, God made man in his own image and after his own likeness to rule and reign and be in dominion over all the other creatures and creation. Do this. Stand up. Take six steps forward around your room or wherever you are there. Six steps forward. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stop. I prophesy for you. Forward ever, backward never. Your progress, your endeavors this year shall not be cut short. God will give you divine speed in all you do. Destiny helpers will locate you, your children, your family, and your business concern on time in Jesus' name. It is so. So shall it be. I prophesy to your life with an anointed tongue. The power of God will establish it. January 6th celebrant, your birthday prayers. May God bless your birthday and bless your new age and make all good things accrue to you. May God give you long, productive years on earth. In Jesus' name, happy birthday. Right? Listeners, we spent the whole of last week on teaching, talking about starting the year. We spoke about stock taking, goal setting, and the keys that will make 2025 a successful year. I believe we were all blessed. Now, let's do 2 weeks of learning through question and answers mode. Send or resend your question or situations to our question line, +234 809 789 4000. It will get to me and I will treat it. First issue for learning and counseling today. Good morning, Pastor. Happy New Year. My question. One, Daddy asked us to sow a special seed of 5 for grace. Seed of 5,000 naira as we enter 2025, which I have already done today. Number two, he gave us anointing oil for 21 days to end that year. We that are not in Lagos or Ibadan, how can we get our own? I'm in Benin. Three, the one he prayed over for December is still with me. Can we still be using it? Four, Daddy, please tell us how we should go or what to do from month to month as we pray over this oil. Thank you, sir. Wow, good question. TPGF members and listeners all across the world, those that are not physically present and our meeting centers across the nation, in the spiritual, distance is not a barrier. What to do? Obtain your own olive oil bottle. Pour it in a small jar, a bottle, small, such as you see me raise up online on Thursday prayer mountains services and on Sunday services. It is a small oil bottle that will be exhausted in 1 month on the daily use, anointing and prayer. Label it the name we call the month here. For instance, December was end of the year favor, anointing oil. This January is oil for new things in the new year. February will be anointing for timely help, support, and assistance. March will be a named anointing for special miracles, and so on. You will hear me announce it and call it out online. Write it and paste it on that small bottle and administer as directed. It shall accomplish the same thing. Last word on this. Remember what I have said repeatedly. Anointing oil or anointed mantle is not magical or doctrinal. They are faith provokers. And whatever can provoke your faith will push the supernatural intervention into operation for you. All listeners should subscribe to our YouTube platform. Go to your YouTube now if you have not already done so. Open and type at the Real Femi Emmanuel. Turn on notification. The word real is R-E-A-L. YouTube at the Real Femi Emmanuel. Subscribe to it. Turn on notification. You'll be able to join us online every Thursday on the Prayer Mountain, whether live or later, and on Sunday programs, wherever you are in the whole world. Thank you for obeying the 5,000 naira sacrificial seed to enter the new year. Listeners yet to do so, it is not yet late. Do so. What sacrifice before God can achieve? Singing, dancing, fasting and praying cannot achieve it. Please read Psalm 50 verse 5. That was the Bible verse we read that time. Read it. Please obey. You can still do your own. It's not yet late. Next. Good morning, Daddy and my beloved TPGF. My son-in-law is having an affair with a divorcee. I have seen his car parked in her compound several times and at odd hours. Do I talk to him one-on-one and advise him to desist, or talk to the mother amicably to advise her son to desist? My daughter must not hear this. She will be totally broken. Marriage of 17 years with 3 grown-up children. I need your advice, sir. More anointing, Daddy. Wow. This is a hard one. If this allegation or suspicion is true, it will take God and godly wisdom to handle. You will need more than seeing his car parked in the woman's compound as hard evidence, because he can simply deny, and that will be a problem. Telling the mother also needs God's grace. Most mothers, as you know, will take side with their son on issues such as this. They will believe their son's story more. I also agree with you that your daughter will be heartbroken and the grown-up children will be completely devastated. It's going to bring problems to that marriage and that family. So I advise prayers, warfare prayers, for God to intervene, open his eyes, and break that adulterous spirit and yoke over his life. Also, in the course of prayers and intervention and intercessions, God knows how to expose him without your direct involvement. And then God can also give him an encounter, save his soul, to make him repent and change his evil ways. I pray that God will give you the patience. You need patience to wait and see God do his work. And then we pray for speed in that process of intervention. We also will join you in prayers here. Listeners, I welcome your contribution on this delicate issue. If you have a different opinion or an experience different from mine, please let us know. Don't put your name. Make it anonymous. We shall share it here. There are many people that are going through this kind of issue, this kind of painful experience. So we wait for your contribution to our line, +234 809 789 4000. Listeners, we'll build on this tomorrow. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless everyone connected to you. Join us later this evening on the Monday's edition of our live broadcast. Time, as usual, will be 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. You can watch live or watch later, but don't miss it. Do so on our social media platforms. I asked you earlier on to subscribe to our YouTube if you have not already done so. YouTube at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Subscribe and turn on notification. Today is day 5 in our 12 days of praying and fasting to kickstart the year. Breaking time is 2 p.m. official, except you want to continue yours till the evening, which is okay. I believe everyone's New Year's decision or resolution is to be closer to God more this year, love God more, obey God more, and serve God more this year. Then start it right away. Don't break it. Join a good Bible-based and Bible-practicing church where you are for growth. Stick to Turning Point, TPGF, every day. Never miss any of the ministration. Join us online Mondays and Fridays evening, Thursday prayer mountain services, and Sunday services. Don't compromise in your tithing, a personal and corporate tithing. Also, in all the seed, sacrificial seed and giving, which we preach and teach for the growth of God's kingdom. Do so. We will need philanthropists to be for our Feed the Hungry and Leave the Poor project and donation. Thank God for all those that are doing and still doing, but we still need much more to reach our target. Account details: Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare, Zenith Bank, account 101-7238-378. Do yours and do it again. Our PayPal account is active for those who want to do their own in dollars and euros. Our HSBC account is very active for our UK members and donors. Do them. I speak to your life today. This year has already opened for you. All that we daily pray for you here shall become your realities and your testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a wonderful week and have a blessed year. Bye.